on the mimeograph, gentlemen. Steve will tell you. Read to your mimeograph afterwards.
So the copy desk has been working on it, sir.
What?
So the copy desk has been working on it.
Sure. Yeah.
What number?
You know what that is. I used to run out.
Box.
What?
A new box.
That's very interesting. That's amber. Comes from the amber mines in Lithuania. That Lithuanian bulls in the other day.
Oh, yeah.
No bugs in them?
What?
No bugs in them?
Sometimes they have flies in the amber. That makes it they have a fly in the amber every now and then, you know, getting caught in there.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Do they really? What's it made out of? Do you know? I mean, what's the process?
Modified resin.
What?
Modified resin.
Resin. Is that geological?
Is it really?
I never knew that. And they catch a bug in there way back in the days of Adam, and he's still with us.
Very interesting. Well, it's near the surface, isn't it? I saw a photograph of a mine once. Strip mining. I think so.
I don't know it.
This hadn't been put on the mimeograph outside. Steve will do it right off. Afterwards, I might as well read it. In the speech of acceptance to the Democratic Convention, July 19, 1940, the President said, quote, I shall not have the time or the inclination to engage in any purely political debate, but I shall never be loath to call the attention of the nation to deliberate or unwitting falsifications of fact. Paragraph. There has been, in this campaign, however, a systematic program of falsification of facts by the opposition. An unwitting, that it has been an unwitting falsification of facts. He believes that it is a deliberate falsification of facts. He has therefore decided to tell the American representations therein and in what respect they are false. With that purpose in mind, the President will make 5 speeches between now and Election Day, which is what we've got this much to the afternoon.
President, are you ready at this time to give us some indication of what those misrepresentations?
You'll have to wait until the 5 speeches speak.
Mr. President.
And also for the benefit of certain people whose ethics are not just like mine, I think you can say that in the scripts, they will include some of them, some inspection work, because they happen to be near where we're doing a lot of defense preparation. The trips will be paid for by the, of course, and obviously by the Democratic National Committee, because they contain political speeches.
Mr. President.
Anticipated perhaps certain statements that might otherwise have come out.
Is there a possibility, sir, that the speech scheduled here for November 30th...
I don't know. Yes, there's a possibility that the speech scheduled here for the 30th might be in Baltimore instead of here.
That would put you in Baltimore, sir, the same night that Mr. Wookie is speaking here.
Is it? Good.
You said November 30th. October 30th.
They are October 30th.
Are you going to sign the police bill for the registration of organizations subject to bonds and so on?
I think that is one I signed yesterday, isn't it? Who knows?
There's a long list. There's
a long list. I think it was signed. I'm not sure, I don't care.
Mr. President.
If it was, it was approved all along the line by the different departments that you referred to.
You intend...
I hope we're talking about the same bill.
Didn't mean to interrupt you. Do you intend to arrange for, either by an executive order or otherwise, an arrangement whereby defense orders in industry will have priority over all other orders? Is that the matter of the...
Yes, I think you say on the priority question that the matter is coming to a head. But there has been no need of any priority order yet, and there is no immediate prospect. The government, of course, in turning out this program must eliminate bottlenecks if they should appear, that is to say, bottlenecks which could be avoided by a priority in delivery.
Mr. President, can you comment?
There's nothing, I might say, or there's nothing in, no particular thing in prospect at one time.
Mr. President, can you comment on your visit with the Latin American military chief over with you yesterday, the day before yesterday?
Well, we all agreed most heartily along the lines of the previous delegation that came in. And the people who received the whole thing was up close, was calling all for one. Well, I told you the other day we're having a stop in the burn. But the money for that, not for all. I suppose, probably the same volume of water that's going down the river as it did many years ago. Approximately 1.25 million horsepower for each nation. I think I'm right on that. You'd better check. When I say I'm...
The policy is a million times.
What?
The policy holds the idea
that can... Depends, not necessarily, depending on borings, locations, like that. In other words, what we're doing is trying to find out the practical, the boat, the boat, the boat, the I don't know what more we can say.
President, I'm guilty to indicate that navigation wasn't a final consideration, but in their executive order yesterday, noted that the advisory committee authorized to inspect navigation and hydropower development. Is there anything to clarify that?
No, yes, it's perfectly simple. If you know anything about building a dam, you know that if at some given point on a dam, you build it in such a way that later on, if it should be decided by both countries to put in a lock, this is an hour, this is 1 hour, or somewhere in the valley, that the structure of the power dam will be shut, but it wouldn't have to torn down if it's some later on. I haven't got the faintest idea. We talked about the two strike situation.
Have you any comment, Mr. President, on the current controversy over whether defense contracts or any other contracts, government contracts, should be awarded labor law violations? Have any comment, Mr. President, on the current controversy over whether defense contracts or any other contracts, government contracts, should be awarded labor law violations?
The only case that is pending is the case which I think you know about. Some of the plants are Bethlehem and sealed, and my information is that there is being arranged a conference.
Background on the meeting this weekend with the girl last month.
Nothing such as the weekly checkup, that's all.
Thank you, Mr. Thank
President.
You,
President.
Give
him a pencil from me. On the time to do it twice.
Might be not bad.
About what Wilkie said?
About the things he has said?
Yeah.
I just sent my whole dossier on that over to Bob this morning. Got it back from him. I think I can get everything again.
Well, in no particular hurry, but I'd like to have it. If he gets through with it, you see. I'd like to have it by Monday.
I'll see if I can get up a book.
You see, that's one of the things that's a misrepresentation of fact.
He's paying a bill this week and looks negative.
Sure.
You know, and looks negative this week, he still
is it?
And it's a false issue of the difference between the democratic method of prescripting men and autocratic seizure of his system.
Yeah.
He's saying it again this week.
Yeah.
Outside now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still here. He can't get away from it now.
No, that's a very good. Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. I want to say, let's all write these things down. Democratic to conscript men, but autocratic.
Well, I guess
I know, but this is near enough for me. As he says this in effect. Conscript industry. Yeah.
As soon as I get back, I'll take the tear sheet out of the look magazine.
Good.
Very rough money.
Do you know what I'm in there?
Yeah. Now, how about this Bob thing?
This what?
Bob. Jack.
Yeah.
He's not listening for any major broadcast to them, but I think he ought to have one.
Of course.
He ought to be used on one.
Of course.
He wants to do it.
Sure.
Now, I talked to Charlie last night about it. Charlie said kind of basic, that would be arranged. I want Florrie to tell Charlie to
tell Steve, you see, because Charlie will do practically anything that Steve says.
Oh,
yeah. And he's got to go.
Well, there is the one where we can take the moral issue away. Incidentally, this will swamp and kill the Elliott issue, and that has cut some things out in the middle of the no question.
It has,
you know. Has, no question. That, and the equivalentism up in Michigan, which you could get so hard and so quickly. Still, that has done...
Look, now, here's the thing, Lowell.
Those are things that aren't big issues, but they
Here's the thing that has never been brought out, and the only way to bring it out is by way of attack. You've got to attack. Somebody say, I am talking to fathers and mothers in this country. Fathers and mothers of sons. What would you say in the following case? Now, these are the facts. You've got a boy. You've got a boy, and he's 30 years old. He tried to get into the Naval Academy 12 years ago. They took one look at his eyes and said, well, heavens above, he could no more qualify than fly. Thereupon, without going to college, mind you, a lot of the editorial said he went to college. A lot of them. He went into the airplane service. And he obtained a very brief familiarity with the construction. And also the flying planes.
Harry, that seal before you get started on
your In about 1 minute. He went into the radio business. Same time. And he knows the very definite relationship between air and radio communications ground. That's it. He specialized in it, those two things, for the last 10 years. All right. He feels it is duty, this is your boy, to get in and serve. He has his eyes checked. One eye can see 2/20. 2/20. The next eye can see 3/20. He is told that going into the Army or the Navy, either one, he would be put into the Home Guard. They're already qualified for it. They wouldn't possibly, they couldn't put him into any active service of the Army or Navy, and they wouldn't do it. He feels terribly about it, still not to serve. He goes to the war club and says, I want to get in. I say, we can't take it. He said, I want to get in somewhere. Take me in anywhere. What do you know? He tells him about radio, about planes. I said, well, you're just a fellow. You're 30 years old. What we're looking for as a specialist on the development of this airplane program. And we're taking in 1,400 men, we're looking for them all over the country, who have knowledge to take into this great program, including my dad's bench. He said, all right, I'd love to do it. Put me to work. But can you put me in a private? No. Well, I'm not asking to be an officer. They said, well, officer, sorry, the only way we can take you is as an officer. As an officer. He said, all right, put me in at the lowest kind of officer. They say we can't do it. We have to put you in as a captain. He said, I don't rate captain. Well, if you were 35, we'd put you in as a major. And all the men that are coming in as specialists with the